One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dissociative identity disorder, once called multiple personality disorder, is a disorder in which a person alternates between one or more alternate personalities that function with separate memory and awareness and adapt with amnesia between them. The first detailed account of DID can be traced back to 1791, when a German woman began speaking perfect French and behaving like a French aristocrat, despite never having learned French or even having been to France. Although appearing extremely rare to the general public, it's estimated that between 1 to 3% of the global population may have this disorder. My name's Anthony Padilla, and today I'm going to be sitting down with people who dissociate into fragmented identities to learn the truth behind this heavily misunderstood disorder. Does DID access hidden capabilities and skills within the brain, allowing people to harness brain power in a way others simply aren't capable of? Or does it keep them feeling bogged down and restricted from participating in normality? Are they openly proud of their disorder? Or has the media's portrayal of DID forced them to live a life of alienation and solitude, too worried of what their presence will unleash in others? Hi, Amanda. Hi, the Redwoods. Nin.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming out and teaching me about the wondrous world of dissociative identity disorder.
Anthony, there's so much to learn.
What do you consider yourself? Someone with dissociative identity disorder? Someone with multiple alters?
Yeah, just someone with DID.
We identify as first as we, and we identify as multiple. Sometimes we say we have DID, sometimes we say we're plural, but multiple is the main word that we use.
I consider myself being part of a DID system. So you could say somebody with dissociative identity disorder, or if you wanted to refer to us collectively, it would be saying that I'm part of a system of alters.
Can you explain what having DID entails?
Yeah, so having DID means that as a child, your personality was unable to fully develop into one singular personality. Mm. Everybody, as a child, starts off with an unintegrated personality and around the ages of between 7 to 9 in normal development. But if there is repeated or severe trauma before that age, then the brain can say, whoa, I can't deal with this. This cannot be my life and we would not be able to survive if I was aware of this. So this trauma, along with the ability to dissociate to a high level and having disorganized attachments to your primary caregivers, prevents one personality from fully integrating because the amnesia that goes up to keep that trauma away. And that's why if you have DID, you have multiple personalities rather than one singular one.
For us, like, when we first started figuring it out, someone who thought they were the only person for like a long time, right?
Right.
Like, as most people think, oh, I'm just the only person in this
norm.
Body.
That's right. What people would identify with normal.
Right, right. They're like, yeah, of course, there's only one person, right?
Right.
And you start to think, like, what could this be? Am I possessed? Am
Whoa,
I like?
You thought you were possessed.
Like, I didn't think I was possessed, but I definitely wasn't going to talk about it with anyone in case I maybe was possessed.
Yeah, like, that's the last thing you want people to, right. to know if that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I actually Googled spirit possession when it got really strong.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fortunately, this was like 2012.
Yeah.
There was some article that was like spirit possession versus dissociative identity disorder.
So
and I was like looking at that, and then I went to a therapist, and they were like, yep.
Were you stoked that you were not possessed by a spirit?
I don't know.
Do you feel comfortable saying how many alters you have?
Mm-hmm. At the last count, which was actually about 2 weeks ago, I had 22, I think.
22?
Mm-hmm.
So we're 9 people living in one body. So we went from 3 to 9 over like 7 years.
I have 16. So there's 17 of us total, ranging from age 4 to eternal.
Eternal?
Eternal. She's really cool.
Whoa.
She's really, really cool.
Whoa. Do you show her frequently?
She fronts occasionally. She's the caretaker, so she takes care of the littles in our heads, and then occasionally she'll come out to take care of me if I'm not doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of fronts in the sidelines and behind the scenes more.
First off, do you prefer to be referred to as single or plural?
Well, it depends who you're talking to. If you're talking about me, as in me, the person sat in front of you talking to you with my personality, then it's me, one person, as Nin.
Uh-huh.
But if I was, let's say, co-con, so there was more than one person essentially in the driving seat, then it would be we, more than one person.
How might a normal day be different for you?
Who wants to answer this question?
Yeah,
so this is Z. So it was like a combination of Allie and Eliza talking before.
Oh, okay.
We can kind of blend sometimes. So when we first came into what we would call co-consciousness, and that's a pretty common term, which is the shared experience of kind of being able to talk to each other. A lot of people don't have that, and they're basically like coordinating in the dark with someone who's not there when they're there.
So
like, you might be doing something and then come back and it's 3 days or 3 weeks later and your life has been lived and all kinds of stuff is happening. I have a friend who would be heading one place and then someone would switch and then they'd head back home and then they'd switch and head back and forth and it would take like 4 hours to get out of that loop until the same person came back and was like, no, we're actually going here. And what they learned to do is to text themselves or leave notes on their iPhone and read those. And so it's kind of when you come to the front and you feel disoriented, you can read those notes.
It's almost like having amnesia and leaving notes for yourself.
Yeah, no, it's called dissociative amnesia is like basically the term for that.
I was in the bath. I just switched out. So I had no memory of what happened before. Didn't remember getting in the bath because it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was my alter Kyle, who's my primary protector. And he'd apparently decided that he wanted a snack while he was in the bath.
Uh-huh.
And there was just this half-eaten banana on like the shampoo holder. And I was like, what? Why? That's disgusting.
So you just realized that you are in a bathtub with a half-eaten banana.
Yeah, like peeled. It was pretty beautifully presented, actually.
How do you feel about the different labels in terms of personality, alters, identities, multiple?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who don't like the term personality because when a lot of people think of personality, they think of like how you act in a certain situation. So some people, when I've told them about DID in its most basic terms, have said like, well, I have a completely different personality when I'm at work. And then I come home and I'm a different person.
God.
And it's like, I completely understand what you're saying.
But
it's kind of different when it comes to DID. So some people feel that the term personality isn't quite encompassing or serious enough. I don't mind the term personality, but the term that's generally used in the community and the scientific kind of side of things is alters, because it stands for alternate state of identity. So that's what we prefer to use.
Before we learn more about the wondrous world of dissociative identity disorder, I wanted to take a quick moment to thank you all so much for suggesting this video topic. I find the discrepancy between facts about DID and the negative stigma surrounding it to be so incredibly massive that it's super important, I feel, to cover a topic like this and allow the community to speak for themselves. So thank you so much. And of course, thank you to the DID community as well for trusting me to cover a sensitive topic like this one. That's all I wanted to say. Now back to learning about the wondrous world of dissociative identity disorder. When did you first realize that you have DID?
Well, it was almost exactly a year ago.
Oh, so it was pretty recent then.
Yeah, so I was having a panic attack and I kind of felt myself as a consciousness retreat to the back of my own mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching everything from behind and there was just nothing there.
In 2012, so this is, so we just switched right there, really. So there was Allie talking, but then like Allie pulled away because this is Eliza. I was the one who was there and thought I was the only one. So I thought I was a boy. Uh-huh. And I thought I was one person. Pretty standard, like,
that's,
expectations.
That's how I grew up. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And then I just had this, like, weird triggering confrontation with a stranger. Basically, what I understand is that I had a whole system of covering up all of this, a whole, like, strategy and everything, but I was so busy dealing with family member with cancer, personal life stress, housing stress, and then this sudden trigger, it crumbled.
Yeah.
And there was Allie and Z.
How did you feel once you realized?
Yeah, that I wasn't the only one here.
Yeah.
So the first feeling was actually overwhelming love and joy. I was crying.
You felt good about it.
I was like, it was like a family reunion with these other parts of myself, other characters, but like protagonists in my life.
How DID works is the person who fronts the most often, the host, is generally the one who is kept unaware. Other alters can be unaware too, but the brain is built like that. That's why DID exists. You're not supposed to know you have DID.
Right, that's its entire purpose.
Exactly. So if somebody then comes to you and says, hey, you've got this, your brain is going to go, whoa, no,
right.
You can't know about this.
Right.
This is the whole way we've lived our life in order to survive. I was seen by the crisis team after a suicide attempt, and she asked me to fill in some questions, and this one had been a little different from the others, and it was my first real kind of communication with one of my alters, Kyle, my primary protector, the banana guy.
The banana guy.
He's gonna hate me for that.
He's gonna watch this later and be
I am now. I'm the banana guy.
Yeah.
And he basically saved my life after this. And I could hear him talking to me. And it was the first time that I actually kind of wasn't like, okay, yeah, so this is my inner voice.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. Everybody else says, like, you know, your inner voice, you talking to yourself.
Yeah.
And this lady in the crisis team was like, have you ever heard voices? Before this, I would not have given that a second thought. I've been asked that before and was like, no, definitely not. It was very much like a man's voice. It didn't sound like it was coming externally. Again, it wasn't exactly like a voice.
It was an interpretation.
But it was very different from mine. And he was like, I'm going to be with you the whole time. You're going to be fine. You can do this. And was like, you need to lie on your stomach now. And I was like, what? And was just pretty much shutting down at this point. And I was watching everything happen as if I was across the room.
You had an out-of-body experience almost?
Yeah, it's part of dissociating. It's called derealization, when you don't experience what's happening in your life or the world around you as real. It feels like a dream.
I've experienced that many times in my life because I've had severe panic attacks.
Yeah.
And in those moments, it feels like my body goes numb. I feel like I'm able to see myself and my actions from a third-party perspective.
Yeah.
And I've almost felt crazy because I feel like there's me, and then there's a me inside my head noticing my outside actions.
Uh-huh. That's derealization. You're dissociating from yourself because it's a traumatic situation. If you're having a panic attack, you are... it's trauma. It's traumatic.
Do you ever experience, for example, like you're recording something on camera and then you look back at it later and you are just then realizing for the first time what occurred on camera?
I did have a little while where I was like, I don't ever want anybody to see me like that. But it was coming to terms with, that's not you. And that's why it's okay. And if people are looking at my alter in this body and saying, that's Nin, then they're denying that other alter's existence. And I had to stop thinking from the point of view of that this is my body. I'm the only one who deserves to be here. This is only going to be my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've always been there, or most of them have always been there. Mm-hmm. They have a life and feelings and wants and dreams of their own. They've experienced terrible things for me and kept me safe from terrible things. Mm-hmm. Why in the world should the fact that we've experienced terrible things and suffered be another reason that we should have to suffer?
Do each of your alters have names?
They all have names, ages, and literally the personalities.
Yeah.
They're all very distinct.
How do they end up receiving names?
Oh, they tell me their names.
Oh, really?
And I have no idea where they come up with some of them. Because
really?
I'm like, this is not something I would have ever chosen. Like, what? Where did that come from? Like, one of my alters' name is Freedom.
Freedom?
That's, yes.
Does that alter represent Freedom in any way?
I mean, her first name was Pain, and then she switched it to Freedom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A very literal naming system.
Yes, so it was for her. So yes. Some of my protector's name is Brad.
Okay.
Like, just a very, yeah, no.
Name, not like, protector, but name is Brad.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yes, the protector, his role is a protector for us,
yes.
And his name is Brad.
Do you consider having DID a hindrance in your day-to-day life?
Even normal things like going out to a coffee shop or going out to the zoo, whenever me and my partner, who also has DID, try and do something nice, I don't think there's ever been an occasion where one of us hasn't been triggered. It's hard to do things that are simple, like walking around shopping centers, because certain things can be positive triggers,
yeah,
which can encourage certain alters to front. For example, if we walk past a toy store, it's an immediate positive trigger for our little.
Oh, it's a good trigger then.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's safe for a little to suddenly be walking around. They're a child, so the brain essentially split off in some circumstances, will have split off and separated that area of,
yes,
life, those experiences. So while they still have access to an adult brain,
yeah,
and will be able to understand adult concepts and be able to use adult words, the way they process things is still the mind of a child. So they probably won't know where they are. They'll likely get scared.
Yeah.
I don't know where the body's gonna be when I come back to. Somebody could take them. Yes, we're in an adult body, but adults get taken places too, you know?
Yeah.
If you are in, it's frightening not to,
yeah,
have control.
Yeah.
And not to have memory, because you don't know what's happened.
That sounds terrifying.
It is terrifying.
I don't have all of the brain power. I don't have all the body batteries.
Oh.
Like, some of it's Ali, some of it's Z.
So it's not, each person doesn't have 100% within their own.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's 100% is hard. Like, they're 100% of themselves, but
right,
in terms of managing the body, I do feel like on a somatic level or like a body energy level, like,
yeah,
we have each different connections to different pathways in the brain and in the body. Like, I feel more sensation in certain parts of my body. And then if Ali comes to the front and I go away, Ali's gonna feel something differently. She might even taste something differently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And like, different people have some food preferences based on that. But
yeah,
unfortunately, we don't get to explore a lot of that because it's hard to go into a restaurant and be like, hey, there's actually 9 of us eating. Can you give us like this order and this order,
please?
Yeah.
Do you proudly tell people that you have DID, or is that something that's more of a secret?
I wouldn't call it a secret.
Right.
I mean, you know.
You're
doing
here
an interview
in front of the world.
Yes. Yeah. But there have been, I am careful because there have been times I've told people who have completely retreated from my life just because the stigma is around it. One of my alters, she's my 16-year-old, has purposely told people we have it to push people away when she didn't like them.
So it's a defense mechanism.
It is. It can be. For her, it is.
Yeah.
For some of us, it's better to not say.
I'm trying very hard to stay in the body.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
get sorry.
It. If you need to take a moment, totally cool.
I'm just switching. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. We got plenty of time, like I was saying.
It's hard.
Hey, I know it's hard, but you're so strong because you flew all the way out here and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay to feel these things because, yeah, like I said, you're here to talk about it. Do you want to take a quick moment?
Sorry, what?
Do you want to take a quick moment off stage?
No, I'm here now. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
It's
no
Kyle.
Worries. Hello, Kyle.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. Good to meet you.
Of course, we were in a
Yeah. You're not cool with the skirt?
No, not really.
No.
I'm a bit uncomfortable.
I see you trying to cover it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, stop looking at my legs.
So you don't approve of Nin's choice?
I mean, I'd prefer not to be in it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, cool, looks great on her, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure we look cute as hell, but
yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't personally choose it. Yeah, exactly.
Do you mind considering this interview?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I know why we're here.
Do you proudly tell people that you have DID, or is that something that you keep more of a secret?
Depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a professional situation or something where if somebody does have, like, stigma around it or is very, I don't know, like, not open to it or a little bit oppressive around it, mm-hmm. that could be like seriously damaging to whatever we're trying to do.
Sometimes
it's just safer to like not say anything.
What's the most annoying question you get about DID?
Honestly, the one that bothers me the most is who's the real one?
Yeah.
Because that really is like, we're all real though.
Yeah.
And also like, oh, well, psychologists don't believe DID exists. Yeah, they do. It's been like in the DSM and the ICD.
Yeah.
It's in there. Like, it's recognised worldwide as a treatable disorder with, you know, a known cause, and there's a ton of medical evidence behind it.
Yeah.
Like, people have been in CAT scans and brain scans and stuff and switched while they're in there, and you can literally see different parts of the brain lighting up.
How do you feel about the way DID is portrayed in pop culture, like Split and Mr. Robot?
Mr. Robot is one of the more interesting, like, kind of positive ones. Split was actually like what drove me into plural activism, because I was like not planning on talking about it. What's sad about that movie is like James McAvoy said in an interview in Good Morning America, I think, that he watched a lot of YouTube videos by multiples to understand the role, but that he couldn't find anyone to talk to study for the role. So it kind of feels like a form of stealing, because then he took those kind of interesting physical portrayals that kind of were accurate, maybe pushed, but then used them to represent a really awful situation that I won't even describe.
Without even understanding the nuance behind it.
Yeah.
I think it offends me.
It's offensive.
We're scared. People often, we're not monsters, we're not out to get people, we're most often hiding from monsters.
We had this friend, right? And after we told them we had DID, this was Chloe at the time, and they were walking, and Chloe said, I'm sorry, I'm getting switchy, I might switch. And this was like the first time this friend had seen them. And they were like, they looked really scared, and they literally moved away, and they said, it's not gonna be a murderer, is it? Like, she was 100% serious. She was like, are they gonna hurt me? Do I need to be scared?
Was her only exposure to DID through things like Split?
I don't know, but we've also had comments on our channel, like, of people saying that teachers have used Split to educate their students about DID, as in, like, this is an example of DID.
How do you feel about that?
It is bollocks. Like, oh, it's ridiculous. It is so damaging. Like, there are some stuff it gets right. Like, yeah, it's done through trauma. Yeah, there can be protectors and persecutors, but we're not superheroes. There's no the beast. We ain't gonna hurt you, we ain't gonna kidnap you. Like, people with DID are created with DID. It's developed because of trauma. We are no more likely to be dangerous than any other member of society, and in most cases we are less likely because of what we've been through. Most people are more likely to return to the situation of being a victim or being abused rather than an abuser.
What do you think the biggest misconception is surrounding DID?
I think there's the idea that it's purely dysfunctional, that it's obviously miserable. I've definitely had my rough days, weeks, months,
but it's not
years.
Constant.
It's gotten better.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part that we don't tell.
A lot of people think that it's really rare.
Yeah.
But the same percentage of people who have ginger hair have DID.
What is that, 1-3%?
1-3%, yeah, which means it's as common as bulimia, more common than schizophrenia. You either haven't known it or you ain't known it. If they don't want you to know, you won't know.
If there's anyone watching who has DID but maybe is uncomfortable or experiencing fear about the idea of letting people know due to the negative stigma and judgment, is there anything that you'd want to say to them?
You're not alone. A lot of folks experience being many people, parts, alters, identities in one body. It's okay if it's hard sometimes. The world isn't set up for us to have an easy time as folks with DID.
Like, I'm dissociating now, and...
Take your time.
Let me know whenever you're ready.
I wanted to answer the question.
You can answer it.
Oh, no.
Let me know when you want me to ask
There's
it again
for you. There's somebody else here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
Do you want me to set you up with a question again? Do you want to answer this?
I don't know what's going on.
Do you want me to explain to you what's going on? We're in the middle of an interview about DID.
We have DID.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And that's what you're here to talk about.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable talking about DID?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want...
I can answer the question.
All right. I'll ask the one that I just asked Kyle.
Okay.
And Kyle mentioned that Nin wanted to come out and answer this one. Do you feel comfortable answering this one?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, all right.
I can't answer it till you tell me.
Okay. If there's anyone watching who has DID and is maybe nervous about the idea of coming out and talking about it with people because their fear of the judgment that they might receive or anything like that, is there anything that you'd want to say to them? Any kind of advice that you'd want to give them?
I say...
And you can say that to camera if you want.
The camera?
Yeah.
What about the man behind the camera? Hi. You have such good hair.
Yeah, doesn't he?
It's so good. When you have DID, you feel very alone. And it feels like you're going crazy. And there's no way anyone can understand. And there's no way you can have a good life. And this is it. It's gonna be bad life forever. It's always gonna be living bad memories, people thinking bad things, and it's not. And even when it feels like that, it feels so bad. And the memories are so bad.
It's okay, take your time. And if you want a moment, it's okay. And if you wanna cut this part out or anything like that, we totally will.
Okay.
Yeah, so take your time.
But we felt like that. And now everything's different.
What's different?
We're not alone anymore.
Is that a better feeling?
I'm sorry.
It's okay, don't be sorry. That's why you're here. You're here to talk about this and to feel these feelings. But let me know if you want to stop for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
This is all up to you.
Somebody else is here.
You can let them speak whenever you want.
I'm really sorry.
Don't apologize.
I'm too small.
Yeah, it's okay. You have no reason to apologize.
What happened?
I don't remember the name. Years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gave a really good response.
Can I still do it too?
You want to do it too?
I do, yeah. Is that okay? Yeah,
absolutely.
It's okay to take your time with it. Nobody's entitled to information about why this has happened or anything deeply personal about how you exist as you are, but there is absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. We see you and we believe you.
All right, you got 5 seconds to shout out or promote anything you want directly into camera. Go.
Treemunity on Twitter, and check out the pluralassociation.org. Some great activists are doing some organizing for our community.
Go follow us at Dissociated. And also, if you're looking for somewhere to feel safe, there are loads of Facebook groups.
Definitely you should subscribe to him, because 16 of us really enjoyed this. And
that's what you're using your 5 seconds for?
Yes, yes.
This is Petra. This is Joy. And this is Z. Listen to all of us when we say, subscribe to Anthony Padilla.
That was great. Thank you
okay?
so much,
Thank
Nin.
You.
I feel like I understand the wondrous world of dissociative identity disorder just a little bit more.
Thank you for having me.
After spending the day with these people with DID, I've come to understand just how nuanced the discussion of this disorder is and how important it is to be accepting and supportive of any and everyone, because you never truly know what may be occurring behind the scenes. See you later. Bye, guys.
Press a like.
Sometimes it's flattering that people want to, like, look after us and stuff. Can I tie my hair up?
Do whatever you gotta do.
That people will wanna be, like, flattering and and shit like that. But yeah. Sorry, can I swear?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'll be trying hard.
Don't censor yourself. No, speak however you normally want to speak.
This changes everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah. Oh my God, you lifesaver. Yeah. Can I put it over my nose?
Yeah, do whatever you gotta do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I thought we decided earlier that we were gonna wear trousers. I thought that was the decision that we were settled on.
She went above and beyond.
Apparently.
Yes.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.